First, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has defended his company in a landmark trial examining whether social media platforms deliberately cause addiction and harm children.
The case comes amid mounting criticism of Meta, which owns Instagram, Facebook and WhatsApp. Mr. Zuckerberg faced scrutiny in court over concerns Meta had not done enough to prevent children younger than 13 from using its platforms. He acknowledged the company had been slow to address the issue, but he argues that enforcing age limits remains difficult as some users lie about how old they are.
And Mr. Zuckerberg also pushed back against prosecutors' assertion that he lied when he told Congress that Meta's apps are no longer designed to maximize screen time. The trial marks the first time the Meta CEO addressed child safety concerns before a jury. The tech companies have been relied on a federal law that shields them from liability for content posted by users. Meta Platforms and Google's YouTube are the two remaining defendants in the case after TikTok and Snap settled. Both have denied allegations their apps fuel mental health issues, pointing to their work to add features that keep users safe.
Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri testified earlier and said he disagrees with the idea that social media can be, quote, clinically addictive. He added that he was unaware of a recent Meta study that showed youths with difficult life circumstances tend to use Instagram habitually or unintentionally. The research found no link between parental supervision and teens' attentiveness to their own social media use.
Well, at the center of the landmark suit is a 20-year-old California woman known by her initials KGM. She says Meta and YouTube's, quote, addiction machines have caused her mental health issues, including depression and body dysmorphia. KGM argues the infinite scroll feature and the algorithm's recommendations were intentionally designed to hook teens for profit, despite knowing it could harm their mental health. Now, the jury has to decide if Instagram and YouTube were substantial factors to KGM's mental health struggles. While reports have shown that Meta was aware of potential harm, experts say it's difficult to prove that social media caused KGM's concerns. Now, her lawyers say she started watching YouTube videos at 6 years old and using Instagram at 9. But at the age of 14, she had multiple social media accounts, including on Snapchat and TikTok. She says her early exposure and a lack of safeguards led to compulsive use of social media. Now, Meta has pushed back, saying it's not responsible for the harms that KGM has suffered. It argues that it's not their design, but her troubled childhood, which likely drove her to use Instagram more often. But the outcome of the case could change the social media landscape. Now, if Meta and YouTube lose, they may have to pay damages. But more importantly, the verdict could erode Big Tech's long-standing legal defense against claims of user harm. The KGM's case isn't just her own. It's part of a group of around 20 bellwether suits designed to gauge a jury's reaction. Social media firms face thousands of cases filed by families, school districts, and even states, accusing them of fueling a youth mental health crisis. And more coverage on social media troubles on CNA.Asia, including this article, and how European nations are ramping up pressure on big tech following concerns on child safety.